神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
亲爱的金奴牧师，我个人觉得很寂寞，很孤单，因为虽然我四周围有很多人，可是不晓得该怎么样跟他们建立那种比较长久的友谊。工作的时候也有很多同事，可是呢，在他们当中呢，每一个人都各做各的，我也不晓得该怎么样跟他们有交往。在学校的时候，好像也找不到一个我可以信任的朋友。你可不可以告诉我怎么样建立比较永久性真正的友谊？
This is a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Our life is filled with people.
在我们的生命中会有很多人。
From the time of birth to death.
从生到死会有很多人来围绕你。
Yet for many people, they do not know the satisfaction of a true fellowship.
却有很多人从来不知道什么叫做真正的这种友谊，而且可以得到满足。
Your life may touch many people, but you feel very lonely.
或许你的生命中你会碰到很多人，可是仍然觉得很寂寞孤单。
Loneliness is a pain that hurts until it takes other forms, such as bitterness, fault finding, being critical, and abusive actions.
这种孤单呢，是一种心里面的一种痛，一直到后来会变成苦读，或者是专门找人的错误批评，或者会变成一种虐待的行动。
There was a teacher who asked his class to write a paper.
有一个老师呢，他请他的学生们写一篇报告。
He said, "What shocked me most as I read their paper was that so many of the students."Wrote about being lonely.
让这个老师很惊讶的是呢，竟然这个报告出来之后，很多人写到关于他们自己觉得很孤单。
I thought that peer pressure and drugs were the most significant problem.
这个老师说呢，我以为所谓的这种同年纪的压力，或者是像吸毒、恶习惯这些事情，会是他们的比较大的问题。
But many of the students wrote, "I feel so lonely."Like there's no one that I can talk to.
竟然有那么多的学生写出来说我觉得很孤单，没有人我可以交谈。
Actually, this voiced the sentiment of the majority of the students in that class.
所以这个老师的这一班的学生的一些心声是一个很伤感的这种孤独的心声。
In reality, for some people, it is hard to build meaningful relationships.
事实上有很多人对他们来说呢，要建立比较有意义的友谊关系是比较困难的。
Other people are able to build superficial fellowship, but are based many times on what they can get from the person.
有很多人他们可以交到一些比较有生动的友谊，但是呢，他们基本上是希望能够从对方得到一些好处。
This is a common motive, and it shows the spiritual depravity we were born with.
那么这会显示出呢，是我们大部分人心里面的动机呢，也是我们生出来的里面的一个空虚的部分。
You and I have been affected by rebellious nature against God and man.
我们生出来之后呢，就已经是那个有叛逆性，对神那种很自然的叛逆性，还有对人有那种悖逆的这种天性。
I guess we can identify it better by calling it our selfish nature.
那我们把它换句话说呢，比较容易清楚的就把它称为一种自私的本性。
That really means putting ourselves first.
也就是把我们自己摆在最前面第一位。
Yes, we cover it it up sometimes by good acts.
有时候我们用我们的好行为来遮掩。
But our motive is to deceive others and ourselves into thinking that we are basically good, showing a good face, but it's not for the benefit of the other person, but it's what I gain.
基本上呢，我们好像啊，显示出一些很良善的行为，我们的脸孔呢非常的慈爱，但是基本上呢，我们是里面呢有一个想要从对方得到好处的啊，从获得他的一些条件的一种动机在里面。
It may just be for the feeling that we are good.
所以你对人的一些很良善的脸孔或行为，基本上只是为你自己要表现出你自己的好而已。
You may ask, shouldn't I think of myself first?
或许你说我难道不能为自己着想吗？
After all, I'm the one that I'm interested in.
那基本上呢，我只有对自己有兴趣。
But this is not what God made us for.
但是你要知道，这不是神造人的一个天性。
This is what caused God to turn his back on man.
那这种自我自私以自我为中心的本性呢，就跟神有这种距离了。
So we need to deal with this inner selfishness.
所以这种自我中心这样的一个天性呢，我们一定要处理。
And the way to do that is by asking Jesus to forgive us and come into our lives.
怎么处理我们这种自私自我的天性呢？就是我们要求耶稣原谅我们，然后呢，让耶稣在我们的生命里面。
The selfish spirit and attitude never brings happiness or fulfillment.
自私自我为中心的这种态度。这样的心理呢，绝对不会带给你快乐或者是满足的。
We need to recognize that we must look at the needs that will help to fulfill other people's lives.
你要知道，在你的生命里面呢，基本上你一定要去注意到别人的需要，而且去帮助别人的需要。
You see, true relationship will become a joy to your life.
真正的友谊会带给你快乐。
It doesn't really mean that others will always be faithful or true to us.
所谓的真的友谊并不见得别人都会对你很诚信或者是呢让你非常的真实。
But we will have the inner joy of being a person who is real and fulfilled in the inner man.
但是你本身如果建立真正的友谊的话，那么你自己本身里面就会有一种满足，而且一种里面啊非常的觉得很好的一种感觉。
Many of you do not understand this.
你不了解这件事情。
You blame the problems of life on others all around you.
你总是把一些问题都把它怪罪在别人的身上。
When really much of your problem is yourself.
但是真正的问题是你自己里面的问题。
The self nature that wants everyone to do what you want.
那里面的那种自我的本性呢，希望别人都按着自己的想法去做。
Caring only about yourself.
只有啊，想到关系到你自己。
And you don't even realize how empty that makes you feel.
你自己都不晓得说这样子的一种啊自我自私的本性会带给你多少的空虚。
Now let us discuss some ways to build relationships.
我们来讨论一下怎么样建立真正的友谊。
Maybe you would like to get a paper and a pen and write some of these down.
或许现在你可以拿一张纸，然后呢拿着笔把它稍微写下来。
Now let's just look at ourselves.
我们好好的来看自己。
Many times a person may be selfish.And want what they want, but really they feel themselves very unworthy. They have no self-worth.
当一个人心里面有很多的啊那种思念，希望能够获得从别人来的条件的时候呢，通常是里面有一个很低的自我价值感。
You must first be convinced that you are of value and that you're worth something.
所以首先你必须要啊确定。你自己的这种人生生命的价值在哪里？
It will never be real in your life as long as you put self first.
如果你把你自己总是摆在最前面的话，你是永远不会快乐的。
And the way to recognize that you are of value and that you're worth something is because the God of heaven loved you, chose you that his son might forgive you and make you a part of his family.
事实上你的真正的价值在哪里呢？在于上帝很爱你，然后选了你，然后让他的儿子 来为你死，赦免你一切的不好。
And then we find our real value and our worth in the fact that we are children of God.
就这样子，你成为上帝的儿女，你的价值就在于你是上帝的儿女。
We need not to please others, but we please Him.
我们的生命不是要来讨别人的喜悦，而是要让上帝欢心的。
But in pleasing Him, He gives us a love for others.
当你愿意讨神的喜欢的时候呢，你自然就会去想到别人。
The second thing is we must become other awareness or aware of others.
所以第二点就是你一定要去想到别人的需要。
And this we call empathy.
那这个叫做所谓的同理心。
Empathy is the ability to see things from the other person'sperspective or viewpoint.
所谓的同理心就是你可以从别人的立场来想到别人的观点，别人的感觉。
And to feel what the other feels.
也感受到他们的感受。
And then be able to communicate the understanding that you do understand how they feel to the other person.
好让你跟他谈话的时候呢，你有足够的了解，然后可以跟对方有这种沟通。
You know, when someone is hurts the person, they don't come to you for a solution or an answer about what to do.
有时候有一个人来对你说他的一些困难或被伤害了，他们并不是来跟你跟你问你答案的。
But they want you to feel and understand how they feel.
当有人来跟你讲他们的烦恼的时候，表示他们来跟你分担一些，把他吐露一些他自己的感受。
You know, a wife may come home and tell her husband about what these women, a woman did to her.
就像你的妻子回家告诉你说某某一个女士呢怎么样对我。
Immediately her husband will give her some solutions. You should do this or you should do that or I would do this if I were you.
通常一个先生马上就会给予建议，比如说呢，如果以后怎么样，然后你应该怎么样。
But in reality, she wasn't asking for advice from you.
事实上，妻子来跟丈夫吐露她的忧愁、伤心，不是要他给她答案。
She just wanted you to know how she felt.
她只是要她的丈夫去感受到她的感受。
She wanted someone else to understand her.
她要有人来了解她的内心。
And so this is a way of reaching out to people and letting them know.I understand how you feel.
所以当你体会到别人的需要，有一种同理心的感受之后呢，那你就可以去触摸到对方的需要。
Now, the third thing that we want to talk about is becoming a good listener, which is really part of empathizing or understanding.
第三点，当你要有更好的同理心的时候，你必须要做一个倾听，懂得倾听的人。
To really be able to understand another person, you must be able to listen to them.
你要真正的能够了解一个人，你要懂得怎么样去听他们说话。
This is not as easy as it sounds.
这个是不容易的。
But it's so important.
确实很重要的。
This will help you to build relationships that will be meaningful and lasting.
所以懂得倾听的人会帮助你去建立一个比较长久好的这种友谊关系。
I'm going to give you some tips on how to be an effective listener.
那我要给你一些建议，告诉你怎么样做一个好的倾听者。
Number one.
第一个,
you begin by showing you are hearing how the person is feeling and what they really mean, not just listening to words.
那么你要开始去表示说你真的听到了对方的感受，还有他讲话的意思，不是只有听他讲的那些话的内容而已，听到他的话的这种感觉，还有他的意义。
Your mind is not somewhere else. You are listening to hear what they're really meaning.
那你听的时候呢，你要表现出你是真的在倾听，专心的听，而不是没有这心不在那里。
Another point is, it involves establishing an eye contact. Other words, looking at them, not looking all around the room.
你当你倾听的时候，一个好的倾听者呢，你会好好的让你的眼睛，你的身体的体位停留在对方的一个适当的位置。
And even our body position clearly shows whether we're listening or not.
不管你的一个怎么听呢，你那种姿势跟你的眼睛看哪里，不是到处看，都可以表示出你有没有在听。
They can sense when you're setting up and looking at them that you really are attentive.
对方讲话的人可以从你坐的姿势，从你的眼神知道说你到底有没有真的在，有没有诚恳的在听。
You will never convince a person that you're listening if your eyes are wandering all around and your body is moving and from one position to another.
如果有人跟你讲一些内心的话，然后你的眼睛到处溜，然后呢，你的姿势呢转啊动来动去，那表示说呢，你是不是在专心的听。
True listening involves what we call nonverbal clues. In other words, the tone of their voice. What is the tone of their voice like?
当你在听的时候，包括到你听的那个他们的这种声调上面的表达。
Is it loud? Is it excited? Is it fearful?
他那个表达是代表着他是非常的激动，或者是他里面很害怕。
We can see it by how they are sitting or they're standing.
你可以看着他们是坐着或站着。
Their movements with their eyes, or their hands.
讲话的人的动作，他的手，他的一切的动作。
Maybe they're wringing their hands.
或许他们的手在挥。
Sometimes they have a mannerism of blinking their eyes or twitching of their hand.
或许他们的
you can tell that they are very agitated, that this is a deep problem.
或许他们在讲到一个问题的时候，他们眼睛会眨或者手会挥动，然后你就可以体会到这是一个真的困难。
Now I want you to notice another point. An effective listener does not nag, you know, just keep at them. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. That isn't right, which is criticism. You don't threaten them. You don't lecture them. You don't ridicule them.
那一个真正好的倾听者，不要在对方讲话的时候给他们一些马上给他们一些那种看法，或者是批评他，或者是威胁他，或者是要教导他。
They really don't need that.
他们这个时候不需要那些。
I remember one time in my church, a young married man, married a woman that they had lots of troubles.
我记得有一次呢，有一个年轻人，他的婚姻带给他很大的麻烦。
We could tell that he was going to have troubles in this marriage.
你可以看到他们要结婚的时候，就发现说他们实在是会有问题的婚姻。
And one day he came to me and he said to me, you know, my wife has left me.
那有一次结婚后呢，这个年轻人就来跟牧师讲说，我妻子已经离开我了。
And I was very unwise.
这个时候我实在是不聪明。
And I said to him,Well, you know from the very beginning that this girl was not a girl that you could really trust.
所以当他来告诉我这个问题的时候，我就跟他说呢，你从一开始就知道这个人是不可靠的。
I could see on his face the hurt.
我马上看到这个来跟我讲话这个年轻人受到伤害。
I was never able to help that boy.
从那之后呢，我从来没有办法再帮这个男孩子了。
A good listener treats the other person as they wish to be treated.
那么接下去我们看到一个好的倾听者，他对于别人的那种对待他们的态度呢，要按着他们需要的，他们希望的去对待他们。
Then you must accept the other person's feelings because they're real to them.
那等于说呢，你就要去接受对方的那种感受，不管他们是怎么样，你要接受他们现在这个感受就是这样子的，那是真实的。
You may actually feel like it's a little foolish the way they're reacting to something.
即使你发现他们所讲的实在是愚昧，实在是不对的，但你还是要接受。
But at that time, don't tell them because they're feeling it. Accept their feelings.
但是在那个关键点，他讲的时候，请你不要否认他的感觉，因为那是他们真正的感受。
Another good way to help is when the person has said it to you, you restate it to them just how they said it.
那当对方跟你讲一些他们的问题的时候，好不好？你就重复的去跟他，好像去跟他再一次的确定说你是这样的感受，对不对？
It becomes like a mirror to them.
好，这样子呢，让对方好像照到一个镜子一样。
For an example, someone has just said to you how their daughter talked back to them.
比如说呢，有人来跟你讲说呢，我的女儿呢怎么样来跟我顶嘴
？And she never does anything right.
那我的女儿呢，什么都不做不对。
And she's good for nothing.
她实在是呢，一点好处都没有。
And then you say, You mean your daughter talks back and is never does anything right and is good for nothing?
好，现在一个好的倾听者要这样子来对对方答话。你说你是说你的女儿她实在是什么好处都没有，然后什么事情都会跟你顶嘴，是不是？
And then suddenly their words become real and they'll say, well, I don't mean that she never does anything right and that she really is a good girl sometimes.
所以当你去重复她的话的时候，她或许就想到说，也不是说每一件事情，也不是说每一个时候，她有时候也还好。
This can help tremendously.
所以这个可以帮助她可以更冷静，更客观来看事情。
You might say to them, I know this must make you feel ashamed, but are you sure that is what the person really meant?
那或许你也可以这样说呢，我知道你现在的感受好像是受到羞辱，可是你想对方真的是要羞辱你吗？
Don't come at that as a judgment. How foolish, what do you think? They don't mean it that way.
不要用一种好像武断批评的口气说，他不是这样子的，你为什么会这样子感受呢？
A good listener always allows the other person to resolve their own problem.
一个好的倾听者要容许对方自己来想出办法来解决他们自己的问题。
Once they learn that you're a good listener, they'll come to you for advice.
当他们知道你是个好的倾听者的时候，他们会再回来找你的。
The next one is by warmth, by the way you show your care and concern.
接下去呢，你要成为一个让对方感受到你的温馨、你的关怀的这样的人。
People are starved for those who can show warmth by a smile, a soft voice, eye contact that shows you care, and an act to show your concern, or a touch that means you are there with them.
人们非常的渴慕能够得到一种很温馨的微笑，或者是一个很温柔的声调，或者是一个很关怀的眼睛，还是说呢，可以感受到你那种关怀的行为，或者是你那种对他的一种碰触，都是很有意义的。
Maybe a person has just been told that they have cancer, and they tell you.
比如说有个人来跟你说呢，他有癌症。
After they have told you, there may be tears in your eyes, or you may softly say,I'm so sorry. Please tell me if there's anything I can do to help.
当你听到这个话的时候呢，或许你会有一种很伤感的眼泪含着泪，然后你很温和的对他说，我听到这个消息很难过，你可以告诉我，我现在可以为你做什么吗？
The fifth one is genuineness.
第五个是你需要有一个很诚实的态度。
That's being honest, consistent, and sincere.
很诚实，然后呢，也很持续性的，然后也很诚恳的。
Being honest is you are truthful.
那所谓的诚实就是你很忠诚。
Being consistent means that you're always the same.
所谓的持续性就是你呢，都不改变，就是一直是这样子的。
Sincerity marks your attitude and motives.
诚恳会带出你的态度跟你的动机。
You're more concerned in being yourself.
意思是说呢，你关心对方过于你自己的面子或你自己的需要。
Something else that will help is being confidential.
那么接下来就是你要有一个信心。
When a person learns that when they tell you something, it will never go any further, they will feel safe with you.
当对方对你有信心的时候呢，表示说呢，他们跟你说什么话，你不会传出去。
A person like that will never lack friends.
那如果有一个人很诚信的可以守住对方的话，那么这样的人一定不会缺少朋友。
And then you must strive to be friendly.
那你本身呢，也要特别的表示你的友善。
Sometimes you have to build a bridge to someone who seems they can't trust anyone, but little by little, you work it out.
你碰到一些人他没有办法信任你信任别人的话，那你需要建立一些桥梁，好让他们慢慢的赢得你的信任。
Remember, you may have few close friends where you share confidence, but if you try, you can have many friends that enjoy your company and you can make their life less lonely.
或 或许你只交到几个比较可以彼此信任的朋友，但是如果你好好的表示你的诚恳跟你的这种啊诚信的话，那么你就会很享受朋友们跟你在一起，然后呢，你不会觉得孤单了。
There's one thing you must be careful about.
有一点你要很小心。
Don't become a crutch for anyone.
不要成为别人的拐杖。
Don't let people lean on you always.
不要让别人一直要依赖你。
But your friendship should build that person.
但是你的友谊一定要去建立帮助对方。
Not everyone will be as effective as others in building good relationships.
并不是每一个人呢都有办法来建立彼此的关系的。
But begin today and try to see if little by little you can bring a light to someone's life.
从今天开始好不好？你试试看，能够呢把一些小小的亮光带给另外一个生命。
There's another thing you must watch also.
还有一点你要小心。
Do not become a possessive friend.
不要成为一个那种占有欲很强的朋友。
This brings great heartache to you and to the people around you.
如果你占有欲太强的话，你会啊带来你跟对方的一些很大的伤害。
I was an only child.
我本身是一个啊独生女。
Very hungry for friendship.
非常渴慕友谊。
I wanted to feel special to someone.
我常常希望别人认为我很特别。
And I found myself becoming a very possessive person.
以至于我后来变得非常的占有欲很强。
I wanted someone to be mine, just mine.
当我有一个朋友，我希望他只是属于我的。
But it brought me unhappiness.
但是带给我很不快乐的。
Because my friends got tired of it.
因为我的朋友都对我觉得很累。
I would become jealous and would argue with them until I lost them.
我就一直呢跟他们啊计较，然后呢我很嫉妒，以至于呢他们不要再跟我成为朋友。
I was hurt time after time.
一次再一次的我非常的受伤害。
Until I saw that it was a spiritual problem.
一直到我看到我自己有那属灵的一个问题。
That I wanted it for self and selfish reasons.
原来我要的就是我自己很自私的一个理由。要朋友。
Jesus opened my eyes to this.
耶稣打开我的眼睛。
And I asked him to help me.
我就求他帮助我。
That I wouldn't possess people.
好让我呢不去啊有那种对朋友的占有欲太强。
He did a wonderful thing for me.
主耶稣很奇妙的改变我。
How different my life is now.
我现在生命完全不同了。
I have so many friends.
我有很多朋友了。
I do not fear losing them.
我也不觉得我会失去他们。
I enjoy them.
我非常享受这种友谊关系。
But you see, that's because He is first.
因为我已经把主摆在我的生命的第一位。
You see, God made us to enjoy life.
上帝创造我们要我们享受生命。
Not with material things.
并不是物质方面的享受。
But that which satisfies the inner man.
而是那可以让你里面可以满足的。
He's the one that fills our needs.
神自己要满足你的需要。
He listens to our heartaches and builds our character.
他自己要倾听你里面的一些难过的事情。
He helps us to be a light in this world.
他要建立帮助你成为别人的亮光。
One that brings warmth and comfort to those we touch.
让你可以带出一些很温馨关怀给别人。
Not that we hurt people and are argumentative and bitter. No, no, that's not what he wants.
而不要成为一个苦读、伤害人、批评人、攻击人的人生。
He gives us something to really live for.
他让你有一种活下去的意义。
He will help us make relationships that will last eternally.
他要帮助你来建立跟人的关系，而且是可以坚持啊继续的下去的一种友谊关系。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。